the Well, happy Monday, you deplorables. I'm sure most of you guys know by now, yesterday, right? I get up, YouTube wiped out Dr. Deplorable and Dr. Patriot V5. Wiped it out. Both of them, gone, never to return. The funny thing is this. What they said was, we've been reviewing your content and you have, you know, broken community guidelines several times. Do I post any videos on YouTube? No, I don't. It's the same 45-second clip telling you guys to go to Rumble. That's the only thing that's there. So it has nothing to do with what I'm posting. It has everything to do with the titles of the video. And they can't get me for it. So they just find something, they make it up. They gave me a chance and said, hey, if you want to, you know, fight this and, you know, just send it to us and send us this and send us that and tell us why you... I said, you know what? Fuck you. I don't care. You understand? So the only channel I'm left with now is American Deplorable. So if you guys want to go subscribe there, I mean, you can, but you don't have to. But I will not be creating another YouTube account. I'm done. Cutting the club. The clipping the plug, pulling the plug, whatever the fuck. You guys seen that first video? What the hell was that? What in the hell was that? I don't know. Maybe somebody could answer it. Live stream last night was awesome. I'm glad that you guys are enjoying the live stream so much. I really do. Midwest, I did not forget about you. We were going for so long last night that, I just completely and totally forgot. Okay, so I got you on tomorrow's live. No. Tonight's live. I got you. Oh, damn it. Well, we have to do a little bit earlier because you got to work. I have a treat for you guys. The only thing is I forgot who sent it. It was sent to me in email form. It was from somebody that usually sends me stuff. I just don't want to give the wrong person credit, right? But the video is kind of long. It's maybe about 4 or 5 minutes long. But I want you guys to hear something. But let me build it up for you before you watch it. So this dude, I'm not sure which country he's in. He has a YouTube channel, like a 500,000 views, 500,000 subs. So he's doing something right. Came across an article in which the people that got vaccinated blame us, the unvaccinated, for not warning them that getting the vaccine was a bad idea. I'm not making this shit up. Guys, strap on your seatbelts. I'm going to cut out as much as I can of the fluff, but I want you guys to hear the whole article. Check it out.
I'll read from the article. Here's the headline. They knew. And I have to apologize because of censorship. There are certain words I can't say here on YouTube. Instead of, you know, saying the poke in the shoulder, the word for that, during COVID, you know, I'll say inoculated, okay? So, they knew. Why didn't the uninoculated do more to warn us? The uninoculated knew what we didn't. Some of them said too little. Most said nothing at all. A lot of blood is now on their hands. Now, if you didn't know, I'm not inoculated myself. But I've always said that this must be a choice that each individual needs to make. Nobody should be shamed or coerced or forced into doing something that they don't want to. It has to do with bodily integrity, which I think is extremely important. This video is not a criticism of those who chose to be inoculated. I'll read the rest here. As the world struggles to come to terms with the devastating effects of the COVID-19 pandemic, one question that continues to surface is why the uninoculated didn't do more to warn us about the potential dangers of being injected. While well-intending citizens lined up, did the right thing and received their COVID-19 pokes in the shoulder, now seeming to do more harm than good, their uninoculated friends stood by and let them do it. Some of them said too little. Some said nothing at all. I'll get to that, but I'll just read the rest there, okay? Even though they knew what we didn't, our blood is now on their hands. Those are strong words, but uninoculated had access to important information about the potential side effects of pokes in the shoulder. They knew about the risks of severe allergic reactions, blood clots, and other serious health complications. They knew that the pokes did not immunize us. They knew it wasn't effective and that they can cause more harm than good. They knew all of that, but instead of warning us, the uninoculated chose to remain silent. They chose to look the other way and not speak out about the potential dangers of the pokes. They let millions of good folks who did the right thing at the time fall to death and disease. And many anti-pokers even gloated online about how their coin flip had been the right bet. The more diabolical even urged folks they disagree with to get boosted. It has become all too clear. The silence of the uninoculated was a dangerous, sociopathic, and irresponsible decision that has had serious consequences for those of us who received the pokes. I have to ask you, is this satire or is it real?
Okay, now you guys are going to want to remember that. If you have to go back and watch it again, watch it again. So that is a vaccinated person that wrote an article, and I don't know if it was a newspaper, magazine, I don't know, but blaming us and telling us that we are, what do you say, dangerous and diabolical because we did not warn them. In fact, not only that, but we went online and we gloated, as in, you know, boasting, ha ha ha, I didn't get that shit. First of all, and another important part, we didn't warn you? I've been at this since 2020 telling people never to go and get that death shot. Ever. But this is how these people feel. We were talking about this in a live stream the other day. You guys remember the expression, misery loves company. See, they know that they fucked up and that there's no way to reverse it. I mean, you could try heavy metal detox, but I don't know how much that's going to help. You know, with the graphene, you could try ivermectin, you could try zinc, you could try eating nicotine gum, you could try all that. But we're the bad guys. It's not them. It's not them telling us, if you're not vaccinated, I don't want you near me. It's not them saying you can't come over for Thanksgiving. Family, by the way. Family telling you, you cannot come over for Thanksgiving or Christmas because you haven't been vaccinated. Sure as hell wasn't my family in New York that told me, I'm speaking from experience on this one, that I was not allowed to go back a yard in a barbecue because I wasn't vaccinated and I was not wearing a mask. Yeah, no. It wasn't all that. Yeah, like we didn't warn you guys at all about nothing. But it is what it is. Where do these people get the balls? Where do they get the balls? We have blood on our hands? No, we don't. In fact, if I remember correctly, every time we tried to warn people not to go get that death shot, we got shut down on YouTube, which is by far the biggest platform in the world. They took us down. They took me down. They took two of my channels down simultaneously for things that I never said on the platform. the arrogance of these people. It disgusts me. I thought you guys would get a kick out of that. The same way I get a kick out of the president of Zambia.
Listen to this.
Zambia is a religious conservative country.
We are saying no to homosexuality. Why should you say we're going to be civilized if we only allow it? Are you saying we are very primitive now because we are frowning upon homosexuality? Even animals don't do it. Why should we be forced to do it because we want to be seen to be smart, to be seen to be civilized and advanced and so on?
But the Zambian president said no amount of money could make him change his mind on homosexuality.
If that is how you're going to bring your aid, then I'm afraid the Western can leave us alone in our poverty and we'll continue scrounging and struggling and see how we can get going.
President already cancelled a meeting with the US ambassador.
They require help, obviously. For me, I think they're sick. That's how I see it. But they need help. The fact that they're going to jail probably is one thing, but help should be rendered to them. A pardon could be considered.
My man, look at that. Even in Africa, they're like, nope. Nope. But here's the worst part. Why the hell is the United States government trying to get involved of sexual practices in countries thousands of miles away? They had an ambassador for the U.S. try to come and talk to him and his people about promoting homosexuality and sodomy in his country. He told him to fuck off. This is one thing that I cannot stand about our government. They keep involving other countries in shit that they want nothing to do with. They want nothing to do with. Look at all the presidents that didn't take that said no to the COVID vaccine. Not many of them are dead. I think it was like 3, 4, maybe 5. One escaped a assassination attempt. Haiti, the president of Haiti, dead. Why do we keep trying to overimpose ourselves on other people? Why doesn't our government worry about us first? The people of their country, the citizens. Who cares about, you know, healing shingles in Malawi? Who cares about that? I mean, I'm not saying it's not a bad thing. It is. But help your people first. And then you can move on to these other endeavors. That's just my take on it. That's just my take. I can't stand that shit. Like, these people just want to be left alone. These people want to be left alone. And it is what it is. Wait, where is it? Oh, okay, all right. This Greta Thunberg one I wanted to hit you guys with, right? I'm going to start by showing you something, right? And I'm going to follow it up with something else. I can't be sure on the second part, but it damn sure looks like her. Watch.
Greta, would you say you're a child actor? Are you a child actor or an expert? How would you describe yourself?
Is she a child actor? Well, do you remember the show Boardwalk Empire on HBO? It was something that they were trying to do right after The Sopranos ended. Well, somebody was watching Boardwalk Empire, and we think we spotted her. You know, just like how AOC is really just an actress? Somebody thinks they spotted her on Boardwalk Empire. Watch. Dude, I don't know, but I'm just saying. I'm just saying, in your heart of hearts, guys, does that not look just like her? Think about that. We all, these people are. Oh, by the way, guys, before I forget, last week when McCarthy, blasted Schiff and Swalwell, and I said Ilhan Omar needs to be kicked off too. My apologies. I should have looked into it. Yes, Ilhan Omar got her ass kicked off of the Intelligence Committee also. Good job. And I went and watched a video of her. Oh, yeah, we have our positions taken from us. Really? Really? You mean like you did to Republicans? Okay. But boo fucking who? But going back to the Greta thing. Guys, they all act. Look at AOC. That's an actress that's actually serving in Congress right now. An actress. Dumb as shit. Knows nothing about foreign policy or even domestic policy. Knows nothing about anything. Just another George Soros radical. And it seems like as of lately, a lot more people are starting to call out George Soros, as they should. I mean, guys like me, Dan Bongino, even Salty, we've been calling out Soros for a while. Glenn Beck, Alex Jones, Paul Schroyer, we've been calling him out. I think even Mike Adams, too. Call his ass out. But if you say that shit on MSNBC, no. This has nothing to do with George Soros. Like, isn't it kind of uncomfortable? Like, an abrupt, you know, like, shift in the conversation? You're like, yeah, because, I heard that George Soros was funding. Oh, no. Don't even do that. Don't even bring up his name. What did I say on the Jew video? Remember that one? And by the way, the Jew video, I didn't say it. I just let them, I mean, I've said it on several videos. So I'm not backing off of what I said. And I truly believe in everything I said. However, thanks to people like JB and thanks to people like Sergio, our new friend, they explained the whole thing. And it's the what is it, Kazarian Mafia, whatever. There's a certain type of Jew that is not really Jewish. They're just posing. They're pretending. Hollywood, banking, mainstream media. Wait. Damn it, I lost my train of thought. Wait, it was something about that video. Oh, yeah. There we go. I got it back. You know who's in power, and this is something that Sergio said on his show. You know who's in power when you see who you are not allowed to criticize. You understand what I mean? When you cannot criticize somebody, you already know what time it is. Because those are the people that's pulling the strings. Anyway, if you guys think I'm backing down, it's never going to happen, my friend. Never. I made a promise and a commitment to you guys, and guess what? I plan on seeing it through. Anyway, I had something really, really... Oh, shit. Here we go. Guys, this is another one, and this one is in Turkey. Shut up, bigot. That's totally normal. Just like this in Brazil. Yeah, I know, they're totally not controlling the weather, I know. Some people are going to comment and say, no, I was in Brazil once and I saw that firsthand. Okay, if you saw it, you saw it. But that shit still looks extremely weird and extremely suspect. Not to mention, if you look right above the cloud cover that was moving in, you see the normal clouds. So where the hell did that one come from? Anyway, somebody got some... No, I can't say it like that. Now I'll be making fun of... Well, fuck it. I don't care. I'll make fun of myself. I don't care. Somebody got some footage of me. I did not authorize the release of this this information, this video. I didn't sign a non-disclaimer or anything. I didn't even tell him it was okay to record me. But he got me anyway. Oh, my bad. What's up, guys? Listen, do not use that footage, okay? You do not have my permission. The fuck? How did they get it to do that? That's awesome. I love it. I love it. Want to see something not so awesome? CNN at it again, guys. This is what's not so awesome. The picture to the left is the actual picture of the gunman. Clearly a black or Hispanic guy. By the time CNN got their hands on it, they made him look white as fuck. That's when you know they're getting desperate. They tried to turn a black guy into a white guy. It's not the first time they've done this. Remember the dude in Wisconsin with the truck that ran over all the people at the parade? They tried to do the same thing to him. Unbelievable. Now let's get into some sociopaths.
Today I feel sad because I had to sit through a professional development where we were talking about culture and climate, and we were looking at different subgroups of students and how they had answered different survey questions. And when we were looking at gender, the only students listed were male and female. Not the non-binary students, not the transgender students, not the students who marked prefer not to respond. And I feel sad. I feel sad for them, but I also feel sad for me because it's sad because I now know that no matter how I feel on the inside, the only thing I can mark on a form to have my voice heard is female. And that just sucks. That really sucks, and it's sad. And I feel heavy with that knowledge. Yeah.
No, you delusional, crazy bitch. Do you know what's really sad?
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, and you really want to show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
That's what's sad, you delusional bitch. A big old black ass man dressed like a woman singing to a bunch of little children while dressed like a prostitute. That's sad. Fucking people are so insane, man.
No, it only said man and woman.
Really? That bothers you? Does it really irk you? Fucking lunatics, man. Every single one of them. Anyway, I got a video of Cosmic. He didn't even know that. I was there recording, but apparently this motherfucker has a pretty big appetite in the morning. Guys, for everybody on Telegram, if you're not on Telegram, you wouldn't know what I'm talking about. But for everybody on Telegram that knows Cosmic, tell me right now that that does not look just like him. Oh, man. He's going to get a kick out of that one tomorrow. Listen, Nicole over in Holland sent me something. And I would like for you guys to tell me below in the comment section, what the hell are we looking at? Nicole, what the fuck was that? That shit looked like a little demon baby. I don't know. You tell me below. Anyway, this guy, this black dude was asked, if he were white, would he be a racist? This is his response.
100%. I'm not joking.
Well, look, I don't know about being racist, all right? I'm black, and I cannot stand niggas. I love black people. I can hang out with black people all day long. You know what I mean? Responsible person, you know, takes care of themselves, doesn't wear their pants with their ass exposed. Like, first of all, that's gay as fuck, but love black people. Absolutely love black people. And white people and all people. But niggas. No. I don't know. Guys, I'm going to hit you with some comedy. Then we're going to close out today with some music. All right? I love you guys. I'll see you on the live stream later on. 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you guys are not there on Telegram, go to Telegram. Go to @PatriotClubBot. Sign up. Choose your plan. There's only one. Become a member of Dr. Patriot Club. I love you guys. I'll see you tonight. Make sure you pray. All right, but I'm going to hit you with the comedy first. And well, actually, the music video is kind of comedy, too. So you guys get a twofer. I love you guys.
People from Brooklyn curse a lot, but they don't mean to.
Is that right?
Yeah, certain words are adjectives to them. Like when I was going to college, I was in a history class with a friend of mine who was from Brooklyn, and a professor was talking about when Argentina attacked the Falkland Islands.
So, this guy's going, yo, professor, what Falkland Islands are you talking about? So the professor's like, you know, I don't think you want to say it. He's going, hey, no, you don't understand. I ask you a question. I got to know what Falkland Islands you're talking about. There's Falkland Islands all over the place. What am I supposed to put on a test for crying out loud? So the professor's like, look, there's only one Falkland Island. He's like, hey, moron. Hey, read my lips, all right? There's Falkland Islands all over the world. Look at the map. Look at it. See those little pieces of dirt floating around in the water? Do you know what they are? They're Falkland Islands.
They poison the ground and they block out the sun. A chemical warfare against everyone. A toxic geoengineering campaign. Do you know of anything more inhumane? Aluminum, barium, strontium too. Ingredients found in their chemical brew. The crops getting drenched with a poisonous rain. With metals so heavy they clog up your brain. Causing diseases, it's so sad to mention. Neurological problems, Alzheimer's dementia. And people get sicker and sicker. The haze in the sky just gets thicker and thicker. A dastardly crime against humanity. Big Pharma are rubbing their hands gleefully. Cause the more that they spray, then the worse for your health. The more that they spray, then the more is their wealth. But you're all looking down and you're all unaware. Far too distracted, too busy to care. But I'll blow my whistle and I'll shout in the street until all the people just look up and see. Look up to the sky and ask your government why. They're spraying their chemicals over your head. It's almost as though they want everyone dead. Look up, look up, look up. Look up to the sky above. The air that you breathe has been compromised. Please look up, look up, look up.